This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Corporations are people, too. It's a PR line and also a legal doctrine of equivalence. Voters and customers face off against institutions and corporations. A look at the playing field on this Monday, October 17th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
You mean, is there a home field advantage? Is that what we're going to be talking about?
Or what's the field look like, actually? Yeah. That's for sure. We've got your Head of the Week agenda this Monday morning as we look at the protests around the world and discuss how the image of corporations is playing in this often strident debate. And Russell Simmons later on this morning on Def Jam and Occupy Wall Street. Here's what you're talking about.
My name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Burnsville, Minnesota. The Wall Street protests are not what we need for America, and that they should be presenting a bill to the Senate instead of protesting, because protesting never gets anybody anywhere.
Give us your opinion at 8778-MY-TAKE. But let's start off with our headlines this morning, and it's all about Occupy Wall Street. The movement celebrates its one-month birthday today. It started with a small group of protesters in Lower Manhattan and has now spread across the globe. Hundreds were arrested over the weekend, including 70 in New York, 175 in Chicago, after they ignored police orders to leave public areas. And protesters are hoping to keep the momentum that they gained over the weekend. In a speech at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial dedication, President Obama said Dr. King would have understood where the protesters are coming from, but might have handled it differently.
If he were alive today, I believe he would remind us that the unemployed worker can rightly challenge the excesses of Wall Street without demonizing all who work there.
Movement has raised $300,000 so far.
Israel released the names of the first 477 Palestinian prisoners to be released in exchange for a single Israeli soldier. Those include the founders of Hamas's armed wing and some involved in a 2001 Tel Aviv bombing that killed 21. A new poll finds that 79% of Israelis support the prisoner swap.
Indy 500 winner Dan Weldon died in a 15-car pileup at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway yesterday. The IndyCar driver's car flew over another car in the 13th lap and then into a fence. Fellow drivers like Dario Franchitti are mourning the sudden loss.
1 minute you're joking around before a driver intros, and the next, you know, Dan's gone.
Three other drivers were hospitalized after the accident.
BP has announced a $4 billion out-of-court settlement with Anadarko Petroleum Corporation. The money will go to settling claims related to last year's oil spill at an offshore drilling platform partially owned and maintained by Anadarko and BP. No more shocking cell phone bills. Major cell phone providers have struck a deal with U.S. regulators to start sending alerts to customers when they're nearing monthly limits and approaching extra charges.
A ceremony yesterday dedicated the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington. The president addressed the crowd and said King has returned to the National Mall, a symbol of the change that he began.
A man who stirred our conscience and thereby helped make our union more perfect.
The dedication had been delayed because of Hurricane Irene. And in sports news, the St. Louis Cardinals took out the heavily favored Phillies last night in a 12-6 victory. The Cardinals will open the World Series at home Wednesday against the Texas Rangers. Asian markets and European markets are up, and so are futures as well, at least a little bit. The Dow will start at 11,664, the S&P at 1,224, the NASDAQ at 2,667. Coming up later this morning.
No, I'm part of 100%. They're suffering, I'm suffering. I'm part of the people who need health care. I'm one of the people who needs education.
That is the voice of Russell Simmons, co-founder of Def Jam Recordings. We're going to speak more with him, not only about the influential label's 25th anniversary, if you can believe Def Jam's 25 years old, but about the protests on Wall Street. He's been visiting them for days. He visited a week ago or so with Kanye West, and he was there all weekend long as well. We'll talk later this hour. But first, in a few minutes, are protesters angry about Wall Street or about Washington?
My name is Robert. I'm calling from Plantation, Florida. Anger is misdirected. It should be directed directly at Washington. They cause the relaxed controls that allowed the Wall Street bankers and investors to play fast and loose to make those kind of investments.
Who's the villain here? Give us your opinion at 8778-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.